Our days is getting shorter instead of more. The days are fewer and fewer. But let's keep praying our people and our family. Let's witness to them, ask God to bring them in. You got to be a light to your people. You can be a light to your people better than I can, better than the neighbor can or the next one can. You can be a light
to our generation. I know the way she talked this morning, I love her. I have a fear in my heart. Because God, the God, and I fear God.
Right.
I don't fear no man, but sheep. Because she spoke the word of God.
That's it.
That's the word of God.
Ain't that amazing? You see how it just all goes together?
Yes. Praise the Lord.
It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. The word of God is
so beautiful.
Yeah. He said not to fear man. He said to fear one that can kill both body and soul.
That's right. The creator.
Man can't do nothing to kill the body.
That's it.
He said, you better fear the one that destroy both body and soul in hell.
That's it.
That's the way it is. You don't hear a lot of people teaching against going to hell no more.
Exactly.
But I tell you, hell is still enlarging itself daily.
Yes, sir.
Thank the Lord.
Yes, sir.
All right, is there anything else? All right, everybody come to the altar again. Pray just right where you at. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Lord, we do thank you tonight, God, for all your many blessings. God, sending down your mercy and your grace. Sending down your plan of salvation. Lord, we just thank you and praise you tonight, God. God, save and Rodney. Lord, we pray that you'll bless his family, Lord, his mama, his brother, that child, God, bless him, Lord, and help him. Bring them all together, Lord. Sister Dina said, remember her in this prayer. She had special requests. Sister B said she had special needs. Sister Ethel. Sister Peggy said that there was a problem going on. And God, you need to destroy. Straighten it out, Lord. Pray, God, that you'll bless that prayer request. Work on that problem, God. Straighten it out and solve that problem, Lord. God, pray in the name of Jesus that you'll bless Sister Marcel. God, she's such a sweet little lady. God, bless her and help her and Dante. God, they need your help tonight, Lord. God, we know that you can work. God, and that these things can be moved that man can't even touch, God. We know that you can work in things that man can't even put the hands on, Lord. Pray, God, that you bless them, Lord. The lost, our families, neighbors, God, bless them and help them. God, bless this table, God. They're planning on more serving. It's possible it could be this week, God. Bless, Lord, and help them, God. Sandy, Caleb. God bless in this service tonight, Lord. Bless in this service tonight, God. Let your will be done in this service. In every heart and soul, God. Do bless, Lord. We praise you, thank you for it. Lord, we thank you for the preachers and the pastors, God, and the one that's teaching and preaching holiness, preaching your word, God, and trusting you, Lord. We praise you, thank you. God, we pray that you'll send peace among your people, God, peace among the families. God, let us have a time of peace and joy on the holidays. God, the wise men come, they was worshiping and praising God for the peace and joy that was to be delivered upon the earth. God, help us to have a time of peace and joy and victory in Jesus. God, we know the victory, Lord. Let us have the victory we need, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord. And we'll praise you, thank you throughout all eternity, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Praise the good Lord. Praise the good Lord. so loved the world, he sent his only begotten Son. And Christmas represents the day that his Son was born. That Son called up in the time and the day and the season and the month. I ain't gonna worry about all that. The 25th of December set aside to celebrate the birth of Jesus. I don't know if that's a month off or 6 months off, but praise God for the birth of Jesus. Amen. I want to get it right, don't you? I want to thank God for all the same seasons and times, different things going on year round, year in and year out. Praise the Lord. I know we've been getting a lot of extra rain here, and I said something about praying and asking God to slack up on us. I didn't say praying and asking to stop the rain, because you can't live without water. Water is a life-giving substance. That's the reason why he said to drink from that well of living water. What page you got, Sister Pam?
371.
In the church hymn? 371 in the church hymn. Praise the Lord.
Thank you.
shining on it tonight. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
We'll cast out our sin and enter in.
Praise the Lord.
And we become yours today, our Lord Emmanuel. Praise the Lord. Don't anybody feel like getting closer to God tonight?
Yeah,
Praise the Lord. Boy, I feel like moving up, don't you? Yeah. Somebody said, I got all I need of God. Ooh, you on dangerous ground. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. Amen. I ain't never had enough of God. Praise the Lord. And I hate to hear the one that says, I've got everything I need. I can't go no further. You mean to tell me you ain't even made it to heaven yet? And you got all you need?
Casting out devils and raising the dead.
I know there's some of them talk like they got all nine gifts of the Spirit, but I ain't seen one yet that's got all nine gifts of the Spirit. Praise the Lord. Get that good Bible for Jesus and said, what faith you got this day? 4:08. The Lord trust in Jesus.
Is that
right?
said, it's so sweet and trusting.
Wants to die, and I'm going to be gone.
the Lord.
Praise the Lord. I tell you, that's all right. When you think it won't never be you, that's about when your turn to come up. Amen. Right. The Lord knows, and I know he ain't going to put more on you than you can bear. The Bible says that. But there's times when you don't think it's you, your turn, and your position, that's when the Lord will hit you go right on through something. You got it, sister.
I did.
I got it. You're going to fall out that chair on your head.
I'm used to bed.
You got a song? Get it on out of there. Praise the Lord. Hey, we got 12 o'clock tonight, ain't we? Praise the Lord. It ain't even 8 o'clock yet. Praise the Lord. I tell you, I'm so excited about this time of the year. Time ain't in the essence, no way. Time ain't in the equation. Praise the Lord. Let's obey the Lord while we're here tonight. God might bless us to go right on through the holidays. Peace, joy, and happiness that we're praying about. That's right. Praise the good Lord. You don't never know.
I don't never sing a message. What a song is laid on my heart. Oh, I like to.
Will you come on over here and sing, Sister Peg? We appreciate it, Sister Peg. I have a mother-in-law on that side, and wife over here on this side, and then I got my daughter right here in front of me, boy. They keep an eye on me all the time, so you know I'm a proud of what's right. I remember back when Amy was just a little girl like that, you know. She was young, real young. And I don't remember if she called me. I believe she called me. She said, "Daddy, where are you at?" I said, "I'm just sitting up here at the store talking, son." "Who you sitting with?"
I had to do that because Mama wouldn't.
I ain't sitting with nobody. I'm just sitting here at the table talking to the brother across the table. Boy, when she got through grilling the pan, didn't have to say nothing.
Mama never would. I had to make sure that everything was all right.
If I could
all
thank you.
Lisa, that's the only way we're going to make it, to obey God.
Yeah.
We got to obey God.
That's right.
If he says preach it, preach it.
Preach it.
Let the chips fall where they will, Sister Ethel. If they fall on your feet, stomp them, get them out of the hole, and keep on going. Praise God.
Obey the Lord. That's what it's all about. I tell you, it's the main thing for certain, because it's obeying God.
That right there was a blessing for you.
Yeah.
And you know, you do not know,
yeah,
but now I'm letting you know. Therefore, you are a blessing to me.
Yeah.
From God.
All right.
Praise the Lord.
And now I'm going to be a blessing to others. I'm going to get my mother here.
She's
going to get some more than
you. All right. That's
it's
great.
An ending chain. It's an ending chain of love. So I'm going to keep praying.
That's right.
I'm going to try my best. That's all I
can
do.
That's right.
That's right.
That's all you can do.
I tell you, I always felt like I had a big part in my mama and daddy getting their heart right before they died. But I'm just saying my part was through the help of the Lord now, you know. My mama, she got to where she was calling the Reverend Ike. Daddy, he got saved there before he died in 95, and he always looked to me to say a good word and kind of, you know, push him in the right direction. He would never tell you that. The old man was kind of a tough old bird, but he wanted love in his heart. I remember that time Brother Terry Dove come to the house. He pastored at Huckabee Grove there one time, not long, about a year or something. But he was down around wife somewhere down the way, Brother Terry Dove. He come to the house and he told Diddy. Diddy was tough, you know. But Terry Dove, he was a big man too, you know. Diddy was. He said, I know how to win you. He said, I know what to do to get you. He said, I got it. I know how to do it. Diddy asked him, how's that? He said, with love. He said, that'll do it. Praise the Lord. If you can be God, it'll be through love. Come on, Sister Amy. Lord loves you. Amen. That's the reason why God sent his son to start with. He loved us. He made us in his image. You know he ought to love us. Praise the Lord. Amen. Y'all pray for
him. I appreciate the Lord. And I always like that story about, because Grandma Wilkins used to tell me about, she would never say nothing bad about Grandpa Dick, even though that was probably not everything wasn't nice to say, but she would never say nothing bad. And I finally learned, you know, through other people, everybody was a sinner. I mean, you know, everybody ain't been perfect. We're born in a sinful world. We're born with a sinful flesh. I mean, you know, it's, but she would never say nothing bad about it. But when Betty told me that story, I like that story. Because even the hardest person, the Lord can change them. Yeah. You know, there is, you know, sometimes we look at people and we look at things and we think, Lord, they're just like, how can there be any hope? You know, but the Lord knows what he's doing. I don't believe in coincidences. One of my coworkers said that day, she said, well, that was just a coincidence. I said, I don't believe in coincidences. And I think the Lord determines everything and everything happens for a reason. But I appreciate the Lord tonight. And if you have your Bibles, turn with me to Jeremiah chapter 29. In verse 11, y'all pray for him, help me tonight. My voice is terrible, I'm losing it. But the Lord can help me. Y'all pray that the Lord give you what to say. That's Jeremiah chapter 29, and start with verse 11. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then you shall call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And you shall seek me and find me, when you shall search for me with all your heart. And I will be found of you, saith the Lord, and I will turn away your captivity, and will gather you from all the nations, and from all the places whither I have driven you, saith the Lord, and I will bring you again into the place whence I caused you to be carried away captive. We'll read verse 11 again. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, said the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. If you will, turn with me now to Romans in the New Testament. Right after Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts. Romans, the 8th chapter. We'll start with verse 28. That's Romans, chapter 8, and verse 28. And we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. Yeah, help me out. What the Lord laid on my thought, my mind this afternoon was lemons. And I don't know why he done it. Whatever he tells me to do, that's what I do. You know, I was telling some of them this morning, you know, if I don't shake your hand unless he tells me to, I don't talk to you unless he tells me to. You know, as far as when I'm preaching, you know, I do everything like he tells me to do it. Because I know Sister Amy ain't no preacher. It's the Lord. If the Lord don't help me, Sister Amy ain't no good. You know, that's the way it is. But, he laid on my heart lemons. And you know that saying that says, if life gives you lemons, you make lemonade. You know. But, a lemon to start out with is real bitter. Now, I like them. I eat them with salt. And that'll make most of you, that'll lock, even when people talk about it, that'll make your jaw lock up, you know, because it's sour. And I like it. My jaw don't lock up no more. I mean, you know, because you do it so much, it don't, limes, lemons, nothing don't, sour candy, nothing don't faze it, you know. But then when you end up with lemonade, Sister Dina, that's real sweet, and it's good. A lot of people like lemonade. You know, lemonade's sweet and it's savory. You know, it's not so bitter to the taste, but you know, when they said that saying, and y'all keep going with me because I'm going to get some more. But when they said that saying, they meant when life handed you something bad, you know, something, a bad situation, a bitter situation, you take something and make it good out of it, you know. But Sister Ethel, you know, it's, you can't really do things like that without the help of the Lord, right. Sister Dina. Right. It's hard to take a problem with our human hands and try to fix it.
Right.
You know, when you have a natural problem, sometimes you need a supernatural solution to the problem.
Right. Yeah.
Okay? Now come on with me. Help me out. But that little lemon, it's something small, Eddie, you know, something that nags you and aggravates you. Our problems to the Lord, Sister Lisa, are minuscule. They're small. They're not much compared to God. He said his ways were higher than our ways. His thoughts was higher than our thoughts. Our problems and our situations are so small compared to God. It don't take much for God to just that little tiny lemon that's causing all that trouble and all that heartache and all that bitterness. He said in the book of Revelations, he said, you had to take the bitter with the sweet. But that bitter is bitter, Sister Dina. When the devil hands you something, when he's facing you with trials and temptations, sometimes that feels like the worst thing that you could ever go through. We face things that we don't never think we're going to have to face. Just to be people doing you ways you would never think that they would do you. I have had people, I'd have never thought in a million years that they'd have done what they've done, Sister B. They'd have acted like they acted. I had a preacher up here, man, we had a meeting, and you know, they always talk about the bad business meetings. Honey, they ain't got nothing on the hole in this business meeting. Boy, this thing is rough, Sister Lisa. And I never thought, he was probably sitting right there. Y'all know who I'm talking about, some of you. I'd have never thought he'd have said what he said. Probably. We was fighting some battles right then. I was probably, what, 16? That, it hurt my feelings. Because I didn't ever think a person could be that way. You don't think people can be that way, especially people that's right underneath you, people that you love, that give you advice about the Lord. You preach to them and they preach to you. You sing to them and they sing to you.
But through the years, Mama, we've been done like that. People will do you like that. They'll come in and they'll do you ways you wouldn't think would happen.
Right.
You have situations and problems. I'm getting somewhere. Y'all need to get busted up. Just give me a minute. Problems and situations, Daddy, that you would never think you had. Thank you. Them little lemons, you think you'd never have to face. Okay, well, I'm going to tell you something. When David, if we can get somewhere now, get some help. When David was facing Goliath, Sister Lisa, all he needed was that little stone. That's all he needed, that little stone. The Lord said, go get you 5 stones down from the brook. Get your little slingshot. That's all you need, Sister Lisa, to fight David. I tell you what, when you are facing these problems and these situations, Sister Lisa, all you need is that little stone. And all that is, Sister B, is your cooperation. Help me out here. When he told David, he said, you're facing that huge problem, that huge situation. That was bitter, Sister Ethel. His brothers were ridiculing him. His father said, you go take your brothers, who are the real soldiers, some food. You go give them nourishment. He didn't expect him to go down there and do nothing. David wasn't supposed to be nobody. David was a little old boy. He wasn't worth much. Just a little old ruggedy boy, 14 or 15 years old. His father didn't expect him to go down there and conquer anything. He told David, they're down there, they're ridiculing my people. David said, I can't let somebody ridicule my people and my God. Said, he's not going to come in my camp and ridicule my people and my God. When you get sick of the devil, you get sick of the devil and you start doing some fighting. Help me out here. The Lord told David, said, if you want to fight, I'll tell you what you do. You go down to the brook and you get you 5. All he needed, Sister Ethel, was 1 stone for Goliath and 4 for his brothers. But for Goliath, the Lord told him, said, go get 1 stone and I'll do the rest. Sister B, all you got to do is give a little and God will give a whole lot. He said, all you got to do is give him that lemon and he'll make a whole lot of lemonade. Sister B, it just takes a little bit of effort on your part for God to do a whole lot. He told Moses, he said, you go down yonder in Egypt land and you get you a staff and that's all you need. He said, when you're thirsty, go get you a rock and that'll be all you need. You can part a sea with just a little bit of effort. You can make some water in the desert with just a little bit of effort. You can find some Ishmaelite and some Amalite with just a little bit of effort. He told Joshua, he said, you be strong and courageous in the face of adversity. He told Moses, he said, you just pick you out a good stick. That's all you need. I just pick you out a good stick and you can fight the devil. Just pick you out a good stick. Sister Ethel, sometimes you got to get your war clothes on. Just get up and get dressed. Sister, I told you one time, when the devil sees you getting up, getting that skirt on, balling that hair up, I told you that one time when you were facing the problem, I said, just go in there like you're supposed to go in there. Go in there like a Christian. Go in there like fighting like a Christian. Sometimes all you got to do is go in somewhere. And you'll see people running to the left and people running to the right. Sometimes, Sister Dina, all you need to do is make an appearance. Just a little bit of effort, Sister B. I've got to go a whole long way. It don't take much, Sister. All David had to do was say, Lord, I'm willing to fight when it comes to it. If you want me to stand in front of this Philistine, I'll do it. I'll be strong and I'll be courageous. All David had to do was show up and get one little stone and he conquered Goliath. He put the whole Philistine army on the run. Sister Lisa, just show it up. You ain't got to do much. God does most everything. He said, if you would give me a mustard seed of faith, I would give you a whole mountain moving. He said, if you would give me just a little bit of effort, Sister Lisa,
little bit of effort.
Right.
He said, well, girl, you're doing the best you can. That's all you can do. Right. And it's minuscule to God. It's not much, because we're human. We're honestly, don't nobody's feelings get hurt. We're not worth a whole lot.
Yeah.
Our life is like a vapor. Sister Ethel, what is our... He promised us, seven, what is 70 years? 70. 70 years. 70 years, if we live that long, to an infinite, omnipotent, omnipresent God. That ain't much. That ain't much. If we live that long, Grandma, that ain't much. The 936 years that Methuselah lived, that ain't much compared to somebody who's never had a beginning and will never have an end. That ain't much. All you can do is just a little stone. But he can move the rest of that mountain. It didn't take much. All it took for Daniel was to keep praying. Something simple. To keep praying. And the Lord delivered him out of the lion's den. You ain't got to do much, Sister Lisa. You just do the best you can. And you let God do the rest. He said, Moses, you just go down yonder and pick you out a stick. But you know what Moses done? He went down yonder and he looked out in the woods. He looked to his left and he looked to his right. And he said, I got to find a good stick. He didn't find one, Rodney, that he thought would break easy. One that he thought would fall apart. Time to lean on it. He picked him out the best stick that he could find, Sister Lisa. And he said, if the Lord's going to use me, he's going to use the best I got. David didn't go down there and find a little old teeny tiny rock. It didn't weigh much. It didn't have much to it. He found the best that he could. And he gave it to the Lord. Sister Ethel, it may not be much. It may be all we can do. But we give the best we can. We do the best we can. In the face of adversity, in the face of the devil, I tell my mom all the time, sometimes I'm learning to not be a worry because it's inherited in our family. Grandpa Robert Lee, y'all know he was terrible. And mama is just as bad, if not worse. I'm telling on her tonight. And I am almost, I got enough of daddy in me to keep me from worrying at nighttime. Because daddy believes that you, whatever's going to happen is going to happen, so you might as well give him a good night's rest. So, but then while I'm awake all day, I'm worrying, you know. So I half mama, half daddy, all stuff like that. But I'm learning now, because of where I work and the things that happens at work, I'm learning now. I tell mama, I said, you make the best decisions you can at the time.
Yeah.
And that's all you can do. And you don't worry about it. Because, you know, people like us, people who are Christians, who's trying to live right, you do the best you can.
Right.
You try to obey the word, you try to obey the Lord, you try to do things right. So when you make decisions, you do the best you can, and that's all you can do. And I tell them, so we're not going to worry about it, because we've done the best we could. That's the way I want to feel, Sister Lisa, about everything with the Lord. Every service, every trial, every tribulation, every situation, I want to say I've done the best I could.
Right.
And even though my life's like a vapor and it ain't much, Sister B, I'm doing the best I can.
Right.
And I appreciate the Lord and I appreciate y'all.
Thank you.
You know, I like the two first verses there in Jeremiah. Well, you see, if you call upon me and seek me, if you'll seek me and search me, you'll find me.